Following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
24-22, and the serve by Baker. Just got over, picked up by Bolin. Set Wiseman, back to Bolin. She'll lob it over the double team. Opportunity here, Baker sets to the outside. Jordan's swing is dug out by Fowler. Set by Wiseman to the outside. Bolin, it's too wide, it's out of bounds. And Gibbon has picked up the win in three sets.
Today is live coverage of the Gibbon Tri featuring two state-rated teams in Minden and Kearney Catholic. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
And Connor serve. This will be played to Brand. Here is the set by Granup to the outside. Sorehand blocked, and the Stars win the opening game. Palm and Anderson were there.
All three squads have started their season undefeated and look to keep that momentum going tonight. It's the Gibbon Triangler coming up next, but first to the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Gibbon High School with sports director Doug Duda right after this message from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back for the third and final match of the Gibbon Buffalo Triangular, where the Buffaloes will take on their neighbors to the west, the Stars of Kearney Catholic. Two matches are in the books here tonight, and in the opening match, Minden defeated Gibbon 25-11 and 25-10 in that match for the Whippets. 9 kills for Elena Boudreau, 6 for Carly Bauer. She also had 17 service points for the second match of the evening. After that 25-11, 25-10 win by Minden, it was Kearney Catholic defeating Minden 25-22 and 25-10. The first set a lot closer. Kearney Catholic had 19 kills in that first set, 11 of them from Bailey Sokolowski, who ended up with a match-high 13. And then Minden just couldn't get anything going. Kearney Catholic made fewer mistakes and had a lot easier time taking care of the Whippets in the second set. So Minden falls to 5-1. The Stars now 8-0 on the season after winning the Beatrice invite over the weekend. We'll take a look at the starting lineups coming your way in a minute here. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, and Gibbon.
Pando.
Panko. P-A-N-K-O.
I'm not getting
Panko.
It.
Panko.
Panko. It's Japanese.
Well, it sounds exotic.
Oh, believe me, it is. It's Japanese lead the world in breadings.
Shrimp lovers, dive into a whole new taste at Long John Silver's. New crispy panko shrimp, hand-breaded for an irresistible crunch you'll be dipping and dunking till the last bite. Get a combo for just $4.99.
Do you even listen to yourself?
Right now at Long John Silver's.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to Gibbon. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off, the visitors will be Kearney Catholic. They'll go with number 9, a 6'1 senior, Theron Baum, right side hitter. Number 2, 5'6 senior outside hitter is Kaylin Brannigan. Number 7, 6'1 senior middle blocker, Bailey Sokolowski. Number 5, 5'7 junior center is Shayla Connor. Number 1, 5'6 senior outside hitter, Michaela Vestal. Number 14, 6-foot senior middle blocker, Megan Anderson. And the libero, number 3, 5'4 sophomore, Morgan Studi. But you'll see a lot of the rest of the girls that are suited up tonight, including Allie Prasoski, Jamie McCann, Paige Herbert, along with the crew that is in the starting lineup. The Stars are a perfect 8-0 after the win over Minden, ranked number 1 in Class C1, and expect to see them high in the all-class top 10 when that's updated in the Omaha World Herald later this week. Their head coach is Chris Connor, assisted by Amy Johnson, Lisa Sokolowski, and James Rapinus. For the Gibbon Buffaloes, number 7, a 5'10 junior, is Olivia Hyde. Number 4 is a 5'4 senior, Brianna Gelming. Number 10, 5'8 junior, is Harley Brown. Number 2, a 5'8 junior, Jordan Rivera. Number 8, 5'2 senior, Kate Baker. And number 9, 5'8 junior, Cheyenne Jordan. The libero is number 16, a 5'2 senior, Melissa Baker. Head coach of the Gibbon Lady Buffs in her first year is Angie Clevenger, assisted by Connie Kenton. Gibbon is 2-1 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney, and we'll be back to Gibbon after this.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Don't forget, more volleyball coming your way on Thursday, high school football Friday, and tomorrow it's our weekly Husker Lunch at Cunningham's Journal on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show is there every Wednesday from 11 to 12. Tomorrow, Steve Simple from the Lincoln Journal-Star will be on hand. We'll also talk with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report about high school football, and UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires will be on hand as well tomorrow. And then from 12 to 1 at Cunningham, Steve Simple will talk Husker football, recap the Southern Miss game, address the injuries, preview UCLA, and answer all of your questions. You provide your own lunch, ordering off the menu at Cunningham's, but everyone is welcome to attend. It's free. Love to have you stop by every Wednesday, including tomorrow, at 12 noon at Cunningham's Journal. We're ready for volleyball here, and you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Kearney Catholic and Gibbon to finish off the Buffalo Try when we come back.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Every one of our high school broadcasts on our entire network of stations can be found and heard live on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Also, the podcasts are up virtually moments after the game concludes. So check that out as well at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The latest photos, we'll have photos of tonight's matches up on the website as well this week. So they're there for the viewing, the taking, whatever you want to do with them, a service of PlatteRiverPreps.com and Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney Catholic in the green uniforms with the gold and white trim will move from right to left. The home blue uniforms with the white and black trim for Gibbon, and they will move from left to right. And Kearney Catholic has won the toss, so they will serve it away here with Theron Baum to start things off here at Gibbon. Baum serve clips the net and falls over for an ace. So the old cheapy there to start things off for the Stars, and they are up 1-0. Bomb's second serve here. That one clears easily. Picked up by Baker. Close to the net. Gilming sets it up. Fell into the net, though, and it will be an error. Net violation. Kearney Catholic 2-0. The one thing, and we've seen Gibbon all three of their matches, the two wins over at the Ravenna Tri last week and their match against Minden as the strong serve is overpassed by Jordan. Stars go to quick work, slide to Sokolowski, tip is down, and good. Minden had a height disadvantage and Gibbon severe height disadvantage after you get past Olivia Hyde. But Gibbon has done a good job in their three matches of keeping the point alive. They just don't have that much offense. They'll keep it alive, wait for the other team to make the mistake, and Kearney Catholic doesn't make very many, so let's see how this plan pans out. As the drive across by Brannigan is tipped and picked up that time by Jordan, they'll return it to the Stars. In the middle is Sokolowski, half swing to Harley Brown, outside Hyde, her attack dug out by Baum, dumped over by Connor. Dig made by the Buffaloes, set into the middle. The block is made by Sokolowski on the attack of Brown, and Bailey with her first ace block. 3-0, 4-0, Kearney Catholic. Theron Baum with all 4 points on serve. But that one goes into the net, and Gibbon will pick up their first point. Into the ball game, Jordan Rivera. Back to serve will be Melissa Baker. And for Kearney Catholic, Allie Prasoski is into the back row. The serve comes to her. Pass right in the middle to Connor to the outside. Brannigan drives it off the double block for the kill. First kill for Brannigan, 5-1. Herbert comes in. Stars can sub almost every rotation. Server, front row, sometimes just a defensive specialist. And Herbert, a lot of topspin on that serve. Takes it at Cheyenne Jordan. Pass goes into the crowd. We'll call it an ace, 6-1. Stars get the ace serve from Paige Herbert. A lot of people think the cupboard will be a little bare after all these seniors leave, but the Stars are going to have some good young talent. And one of the reasons you can have a great team is you can slide these girls in, even with those great seniors out there. Attack by Brown. Good dig out by the Stars. Redirected by Connor. Across it comes. Brown tips this one over. Connor stabs at it. Keeps it alive. Outside attack. Mestel. She'll find the middle for the kill. First kill for Michaela. And kind of the same story. Gibbons keeping some short rallies going here, but they're just not getting many swings. And the few that they have got from Brown are being dug up by the Stars. And that makes it 7-1. Kearney Catholic just keeps that ball going until they can get a good swing. Herbert puts even more spin on that one. Jordan with the dig. Gilming runs it down. Middle attack is just deep that time from Cheyenne Jordan. 8-1. Kearney Catholic. After tonight, Gibbon will go over to the Kearney Catholic invite, and then they will host Central City and Donovan Trumbull in a try coming up 1 week from tonight as the serve goes into the net here and back over to Gibbon. Herbert got three in a row, and then the error. Served by Brianna Gilman. Stars go to work quickly to the outside. Mestel elevates, and the ball goes straight down. Second kill for Michaela. 9-2, and Megan Anderson now checks into the front row for Bailey Sokolowski, and Studi will go back and serve. Studi serve, a lot of top spin, that's the ace. That's the one that looks like it's going to be 6 feet deep and ends up going 3 feet inside. Third ace for the Stars. Studi was a little off her game in the first set against Minden, had a couple of errors, and now has seemed to have found her stride again. Cheyenne Jordan able to dig this one. Right side attack by Brown. Studi gets a hand on it. They'll set it up for Mestel. She'll go on the angle attack. Dug out there by Rivera. Minden able to pass it back, or excuse me, Gibbon able to pass it back across. Middle attack Mestel, and she goes over the double block and has an opening for her third kill. 11-2 Stars as Studi serves again. Kearney Catholic looking to start 9-0 before one full week of the season is even done as the jump serve this time is out of bounds. So all 3 points for Gibbon have come on Kearney Catholic service errors. Again, the Stars will play Adams Central on Thursday. And back to serve it away now for the Lady Buffs will be Harley Brown. Brown takes a run at it but puts it into the net. And the first service error for Gibbon will put the Stars up 12-3. Theron Baum rotates back into the front row here. The senior was a part of the club last year after transferring in from Norfolk Catholic. Serve across by Connor. Set to the right side. And it's just gotten across there by Rivera. Stars have to track it down. They do get it over with Studi from the back row. That was nearly illegal for the libero. But she did get it over, and Gibbon cannot return. So point here for the Stars. 13-3. Connor to serve. Shayla floats it deep middle there. Picked up by Gilbing. Overpass. Free ball Anderson. Megan will terminate. 14-3, and Gibbon will call timeout. Last couple passes were a little sloppy, so Coach Clevenger just wants to keep her team crisp, even though Kearney Catholic is dominating. It's 14-3, game one. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Out of the Gibbon timeout, we're back to action here on the attack by Jordan. The Stars dig it out. Mestel on the outside, puts a little angle on it, and gets the kill. Fourth kill for Michaela Mestel. Kearney Catholic leading here in the first set at Gibbon, 15-3. And the serve by Connor, going for four in a row here. Overpass right back to the Stars. Middle to Anderson. She'll dump it down off the tip. Megan with her second kill, so the Stars moving it around. Everybody getting involved here. Connor with four in a row. Gibbon coming in knew that this would be a tough night, taking on two of the top three teams in C1. Unfortunately, they're in the same sub-district as both of them. Serve across. Back row attack this time. They're going to go to Jordan, try and get her involved. Good swing, but it's dug out by Studi. Mestel on the outside. Mishit it. And the point goes to Gibbon. So Gibbon, as they've been doing all year, waiting for the other team to make a mistake. Now they're trying to find a way to get a point on their own serve here. And we had two whistles there for some reason, so Rivera will regroup and now fire it across to Herbert. Slide Anderson, right side attack is good. Megan Anderson with her third kill, 17-4, Kearney Catholic. Here in the opening set, Brannigan re-enters for Kearney Catholic, and Baker comes in for Gibbon. Michaela Mestel goes back to serve it away here for the Stars. And Michaela gets after that one, stays in the back row off of Brown. They're going to have to pass it over, and they do with Kate Baker. Free ball, middle attack, Barron bomb, but she's out of bounds. Unfortunately, Gibbon was also in the net, and that takes precedence over the out-of-bounds, and so Kearney Catholic will keep the ball here. And now Jamie McCann's going to come in for Megan Anderson and give her an opportunity to play in the front row. Mestel picking up the service point. And it's 18-4. Serve across to Brianna Gilling. Baker sets to the outside. Hyde off the double block. And what a great save there by Brannigan. And then an attack error by Mestel, trying to make a little too much out of that one. Gibbon was that close to getting their first kill. But they do pick up the point. And Baker will serve it away. Kate floats it across to Mestel. Here's the set to the outside. Brannigan off the net, gets the kill. Kaylin with her second kill. 19-5, Kearney Catholic. Sokolowski back into the front row here, and Jamie McCann will go back and serve it away for the Stars. McCann, the 5'9 senior, lofts that one down the middle to Baker. Melissa to Brianna, stays in the back row. They'll go to Brown. Her attack is across. Here's Sokolowski on the quick return, and Bailey has her second kill to go with an ace block. 20-5, Kearney Catholic. McCann to serve as we finish up the first time through the rotation here for the Stars. McCann serve. This time down the sideline, they let it go, and it is out of bounds. Point given, 20-6. Cheyenne Jordan will serve it away. With the volleyball, is hungry. It's went out towards the concession stand quite a bit here in this game. And we're able to run it back down, and Cheyenne Jordan to serve it away. Across it comes Mestel. Short set Sokolowski, and on the quick, she'll put it away. I think she was trying to tell Shayla Connor, her center, to do that, and they kind of made it up on the go there. And we're able to find a way to at least convert it. Therenbaum to serve for the second time here in the set. Good top spin serve. Going to get an ace out of the deal. 22-6. Therenbaum with her second ace here in the opening set as the Stars just kind of continue to roll along here. Keep it on an even keel. And the serve is a strong one at Baker. Set to the outside. The attack going to be taken across there by Brown. Stars dig. Back row attack. Mestel floats it across. Chance here maybe for Gibbon. They'll also go back row. Baker to Baker. Across it comes. Connor, slide. No, outside Brannigan. She's deep. Out of bounds. Attack error. Point Gibbon. 22-7. Prasoski now coming in. And Baum will check out. Rivera re-enters for Gibbon. And serving will be Melissa Baker. Gibbon looking for their first stat here of this first set. Good serve has to be redirected on the second hit by Connor. Middle attack by Brown. Blocked one-on-one by Sokolowski. Just nothing Gibbon can do if Sokolowski gets squared up there. And she'll get her second ace block. Herbert comes in. 23-7. And Herbert trying to serve out game one here. Herbert serve. Takes it deep there to Kate Baker. Pass up front, Gilming. Outside attack, Rivera. Miss hit it. And another great dig out of the back row by Herbert. They get it to Mestel. She'll return. Gibbon still looking for their first kill of this set, and they're not going to get it there. Gilming blocks it into Mestel. And it is game point here for the Stars at 24-7. And Herbert trying to finish things off here in the opening set. Herbert serve. Baker to Baker, and from the 10-foot line, the attack goes into the net, and that is the end of game one. Kearney Catholic cruises 25-7 over Gibbon. We'll look at the numbers in a minute here on Classic Hits.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
Back with the numbers of the opening set here for Gibbon. Unfortunately, there just weren't any. All of Kearney Catholic's errors accounted for Gibbon's points of three of them, four of them were service errors, three of them were attack errors, and that's how Gibbon got their 7 points. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel, a service point, an ace block, 4 kills. Kaylin Brannigan, 2 kills. Morgan Studi, 2 service points, 1 was an ace. Shayla Connor had 4 service points. Bailey Sokolowski, 2 ace blocks, 3 kills. Theron Baum, 5 service points, 2 of them aces. Jamie McCann, a service point. Megan Anderson, 3 kills. And Paige Herbert, 5 service points, 1 was an ace. Kearney Catholic, 12 kills, 3 ace blocks, and 4 ace serves as the Stars take the opening set from Gibbon by a score of 25-7. Earlier tonight, Minden beat Gibbon 25-11, 25-10. Then Kearney Catholic beat Minden 25-22, 25-10. Kearney Catholic takes the first set here 25-7, and we'll move on to the second set right after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings. auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. Tonight it is the Gibbon Buffalo Triangular, where Kearney Catholic took care of Gibbon in the first set. Coach Chris Connor making some changes here in the second set, letting some of her girls play in different roles here. Morgan Studi has taken the libero uniform off, and now the officials discussing something along the sidelines here. Stars may have not got the lineup in time. It may be a point here for Gibbon. We'll see what happens. But Mestel, Baum, Brannigan, and the setter Connor are starting this game on the bench for Kearney Catholic. And in the starting lineup, they'll put McCann in there. Proskowski will be in there. Herbert will be in there. Studi will be in there. They all play, but they don't start. Studi does as a libero. Anderson and Sokolowski will also be in there. Gibbon will stay with their same lineup, and this is just one of the ways that you can build things, and a point will be awarded here to Gibbon to take a 1-0 lead, and I'm guessing it was just they had either the wrong lineup in, or they had not gotten it in time. So Gibbon will get to serve it away here with a point already on the board. It was their turn to serve, and now let's play some volleyball. Melissa Baker will serve it across, and here we go. Prasoski with the set. Anderson has to flip it across and does. Baker with the save, and in the net, called on Kearney Catholic. Anderson, I think, stepped on somebody's foot out of there while she was trying to get things turned around, and they want to check on her. One of those games where you expect an easy win here, and Kearney Catholic wants to make sure they don't get anybody hurt, as the serve will come across from Melissa Baker. Outside Anderson, she's okay. They sent it right back to her, and Megan goes up with a big kill, and the Stars on the board here in game number two. Brzoski will go back and serve it away. And even the Stars having some trouble here getting lined up properly. And once they do, we're ready to go with Brzoski. She'll serve it across, and nobody can pick it up. It goes to Jordan, but nobody gets to it after that, and it is tied at two on the ace serve here from Allie Prasoski. 2-2, game two. Kearney Catholic cruise 25-7 of the opener. Prasoski across, takes it at Melissa Baker, set by Gilming, knocked across there by Brown. Kearney Catholic sets to the outside for Paige Herbert. Her attack picked up by Jordan, close to the net. Free ball above the net. Anderson will put it away. Gibbon got to it, but couldn't get anything on it. It just sat there above the net, and Anderson with her fifth kill. 3-2, Kearney Catholic. Prasoski with the serve, a soft one here. And Brown will back up to make the play. Set to the outside. The attack by Rivera, blocked. Ace block by Anderson. McCann was there with her. And it's 4-2, Kearney Catholic. Prasoski slides all the way to the right-hand corner. Try to serve to a different area here. Strong down the middle of Jordan. Overpass. Free ball. McCann takes it right back over, but it's handled by Brown and set over by Rivera. Good job by Brown. Prasoski, quick set. Anderson, termination. Megan Anderson with her sixth kill. So the Stars have not dropped off at all here with the change in rotation and personnel. Prasoski with four in a row. Stars up 5-2. Serve goes right to Cheyenne Jordan. Back row attack by Baker. Floats it into the corner to Studi. Prasoski the center, outside to Herbert. Takes it off the double block. The dig is made by Kate Baker. Middle attack, driven across, and a one-hand save by Studi and a beauty. Gibbon just can't buy a kill right now because that was a great swing. They'll go to Brown again. She'll tip it across. Studi dig, set on the slide to Anderson. She's out of bounds, and it'll be a point Gibbon. And checking into the ball game, Nisha Altman didn't play last set, has played the other three matches for Gibbon. And back to serve it away will be Gilby. 5-3, but the serve goes into the net to make it 6-3, and the Stars will get the volleyball right back. And Gibbon's going to win a few matches this year. It's just Kearney Catholic could be as dominant a team as we've seen in this part for a long time, measuring up with some of the great Kearney, Grand Island Central Catholic teams. As the tap here goes out of bounds off of Gibbon, and it will be Kearney Catholic point at 7-3. But again, it's pretty early in the season to be talking about things like that. Although when you come off that Beatrice Invitational win, Kearney Catholic may not get a whole lot of competition the rest of the year. Ace serve. Lou Platt is good, but they may even be down from last year. Wood River loses Heiss. Ord went to the C2 semifinals. St. Paul surprised Ord the other night. They might be some competition in the near future here. And the serve across again by Paige Herbert. And the attack is down and good. Harley Brown gets the first kill of the match for Gibbon. And now she's going to go back and serve it away. 8-4 Stars. As the JV matches have wrapped up in the other gym, more of the fans starting to roll in here right now. And the serve is across. Stars picking it up to the outside. Studi into the net. Was it blocked? Apparently so. It's returned by the Stars. Getting a hand on that block with Cheyenne Jordan. Now she's on the attack. Save Prasoski. McCann picks it up. Studi on the attack. Blocked again. Stars still trying to pass it over. And finally the free ball gets over here to Gibbon. Gilby sets. And it'll be knocked across by Altman. Long rally. Set back across to the corner. And run down there by Brown. Set back over by the Buffaloes. Stars now one more time. Outside Studi. That time she drove it into her own net. And Gibbon will pick up the point. Long, long rally won there by the Buffaloes. And Brown will serve it away again. 8-5, Kearney Catholic. They won the first set 25-7. And the jump serve is a beauty with Studi. Herbert got underneath to keep it alive. Passed over. Free ball here. Set to the right side. Rivera on the attack. All the way back over and on the line by Sokolowski. As if the Stars needed any help on their side, they got a break there as that came rocketing back over and landed on the line for a Kearney Catholic point. 9-5. Stars with the lead. And back to serve it away will be Megan Anderson. Don't forget at the end of the match, the Misco Sports postgame show, final stats, coach interview, and get you on to the rest of your night. Now Theron Baum is going to come in, and Sokolowski will check out for the Stars. Good Mestel, Connor, Brannigan all on the bench here in this second set. Attack by Jordan is deep. Point comes to Kearney Catholic. They're up 10-5. Anderson off the serve. Again, we will have the Kearney Catholic St. Paul football game coming your way on Friday night. Kearney High playing Lincoln Southwest in a Class A top 10 matchup. Find out maybe if the Bearcats are for real against a tough Southwest team. And here's an ace serve for Megan Anderson. Makes it 11-5, Kearney Catholic. Again, the Stars go to Adams Central Thursday, host their own tournament with some good talent on it Saturday. They put St. Cecilia in their pool. And Sutton there as well, as the attack by Gibbon is deep and out of bounds. Gibbon will be in the pool with Ravenna, Ord, and Concordia coming in from Omaha. Unfortunately, a team dropped out, couldn't get anybody in for that eighth team. It had always been a bracket-style tournament. This year, they couldn't get an eighth team. And here is another point for the Stars, making it 13-5. Anderson just keeps firing them across. Now checking in for Gibbon is Michaela Bennis. 5'8 junior coming in. Got a couple more kids, I think, on the bench after that JV tournament. So she's in there. Served by Anderson is an ace. That one looked like it was headed deep, but it stayed inside the back line. And a timeout will be called here by Gibbon. Kearney Catholic won the first set 25-7. They're up 14-5 over Gibbon in the second here on Classic Hits.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/Eustace Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
As we come out of the given timeout, Megan Anderson has a service error for Kearney Catholic, and then Gibbon returns the favor. So back over to the Stars, leading 15-6 in the second and final set of the night. Jamie McCann will serve it across. Gibbon to Altman, middle to Bennis, who just got in there. Stars pick it up. Studi on the attack, and she's going to be deep. Point Gibbon, 15-7. And back into the ball game, Kate Baker. And Baker will come into the back row to serve. Baker's serve just got over the net, and they're going to call Kearney Catholic out of rotation. So that goes down as an ace serve for Baker. And she'll get to go again. Stars get back in alignment to McCann. Set to the middle to Studi. Over the block, down and good. Oh, well, they say it's out. First it looked like it was tipped, then it looked like it was in, but Gibbon's going to get a break here and get the point, 15-9. And Gibbon could use a break, so let's see if they can take advantage. Set to Theron Baum, her attack out of bounds, and this time they call a tip. So Theron will get credit for the kill, her first of this match, and now they'll bring Brannigan in to serve it away, 16-9. And Kaylin Sir goes to the opposite corner to Harley Brown. Short set, punched across by Bennis. McCann with the dig, trying to dump it over as Prasoski, but put it in the net. Point Gibbon. And it is 16-10. And serving it away. I think now they tell us that's Amber Fox. Maybe in there wearing number 6. So the serve goes into the net. And Sokolowski will now come in for Kearney Catholic to serve. So just using everybody in a little different place here is Coach Connor. The serve is out of bounds. 17-11. And back to serve will be Melissa Baker. Baker serve to Brannigan. Here's the set to the outside. Herbert on the attack. Good dig in the back row by Melissa Baker. Keeps it alive. Pass back would have been out of bounds. Stars play it anyway, and then they get it over, and it would have been out of bounds, but Gibbon plays it, returns it to the Stars. Slide to Anderson. She'll finally finish the point. Megan Anderson still out there playing hard for the Stars. Gets her 7th kill, 18-11, and Prasoski will go back to serve it away. Stars won the first set 25-7, beat Minden tonight 25-22 and 25-10, and there's an ace serve for Allie Prasoski, her second of this game, 19-11, Kearney Catholic. And the serve. Down the middle it goes, picked up there by Fox, set to the outside, Rivera, drives it into the middle, handled by Sokolowski, set in the middle for Anderson, blocked up front nicely, tipped again by Gibbon, but can't put it away, so the Stars go to Herbert, she'll drive it over to Baker, two nice blocks up there by Brown, outside attack, Rivera, got it to Prasoski, set to the outside, Herbert, her attack is down and good. Paige Herbert with her first kill, and the Stars are now up 20-11 here in this second set. Prasoski to serve it. She's going to move all the way to the far left-hand corner. And Prasoski, short serve, just got it across to Gilming. Set it to Rivera from the 10-foot line. Gets it over to Prasoski. McCann with the up. Sokolowski has to roll it across from the back row. Baker with the up for Rivera. On the attack, dig is made by Prasoski. Herbert sets back row for Sokolowski. Flies it over. Melissa Baker with the dig. And it's going to be passed across here by Brown. Long rally going. Set to the right side, McCann, good swing, but it's dug out by Fox. Beautiful dig. Middle attack, Brown, blocked by Anderson to end the point. Megan Anderson with her second ace block, 21-11. And Prasoski, serving for the second time in this set, has picked up 7 total points from the service line. And the serve comes across to Baker. To Fox, stays in the back row. And they try to pass it across, but it goes into the net. So 3 points away from the victory now for Kearney Catholic. Kind of more like a practice for them here in this second match. Getting to use some different personnel. Prasoski serve. Across it comes. Middle attack blocked again by Anderson. One-on-one against Harley Brown. Brown's getting a couple of good swings here lately, but Anderson not giving her any room. And it's 23-11. So the Stars have now scored 6 in a row to eye the finish line. And that serve is out of bounds. Gibbon started to make a play on it, then peeled out of the way, and the serve goes deep. So Gibbon gets another chance here at 23-12. And Kenesha Oldman checks in. Serve just got across there by Gilming. Picked up Sokolowski to the outside. McCann, her attack is dug out nicely by Baker. Gilming sets to Oldman. She dumps it across but followed through into the net. Stars picked the ball up so it was still in play, but it is now match point, Kearney Catholic. Studi returns, Brannigan out, and Herbert to serve for the match at 24-12. Here in the opening match. Serve across. Match point for the Stars. Here's the set, Gilming. They go to Oldman from the 10-foot line. Can't make contact, and that will end the game and the match. And Kearney Catholic comes away with a 25-7, 25-12 win over the Gibbon Buffaloes. Gibbon now 2-2. The Stars remain perfect at 9-0. And we'll be back to take a look at the final stats on the Visco Sports postgame show right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
People you know, community people. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at the beautiful Gibbon Gymnasium, where our triangular tonight has wrapped up, and it's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Kearney Catholic 2-0 tonight. Minden 1-1, and Gibbon falls to both of these state-rated top three teams in C1. Let's take a look at the final numbers we had in this final set for Gibbon. They just didn't have a chance offensively tonight. They had 1 kill, Harley Brown. They had an ace serve from Kate Baker. She had 2 points on serve. Harley Brown had a service point, and Melissa Baker had a service point. For Kearney Catholic in that set, kind of moving some kids around, Bailey Sokolowski had 1 kill. Theron Baum had a kill. Allie Prasoski had 9 service points. 2 of them were aces. Megan Anderson had 5 service points, 3 of them aces. She had 3 ace blocks and 4 kills. Paige Herbert, 3 service points, 1 was an ace, and 1 kill. 7 kills, 3 ace blocks, and 6 ace serves as Kearney Catholic wins that 25-12 to win the match in straight sets. We'll be back with a cumulative look at the numbers and a chat with Chris Connor right after this. Time out.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders!
offer professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at the final overall stats. Gibbon just didn't have much tonight. They had everything in the second set. They ended up with one kill in the entire match. They had an ace serve from Kate Baker, four total service points. Gibbon falls to 2-2 on the season, and Gibbon now is off until Saturday when they come to the Kearney Catholic Invitational. They will be in the pool with Ravenna, Ord, and Concordia, while Kearney Catholic's in the pool with Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Sutton. And then, of course, they will play for first, third, fifth, and so forth in that tournament. For Kearney Catholic in this match, I had Michaela Mestel for four kills, one service point, and an ace block. Kaylin Brannigan, two kills. Morgan Studi, two service points. One was an ace. Shayla Connor, four service points. Bailey Sokolowski, two ace blocks and four kills. Theron Baum, five service points. Two of them were aces, one kill. Allie Prasoski, nine service points. Two were aces. Jamie McCann had a service point. Megan Anderson, five service points, three aces. She had three ace blocks and seven kills. And Paige Herbert, eight service points, two of them aces, one kill. Kearney Catholic, 19 kills, six ace blocks, 10 ace serves as they cruise 25-7, 25-12 to remain undefeated, number one in C1 at 9-0. They'll be at Adams Central Thursday, and as we said, in their own invitational this Saturday. And Coach Chris Connor joins us here after sweeping the two teams tonight earlier, 25-22 and 25-10 over Minden. And Coach, first, congratulations on the great start. I would imagine it would be hard when I know at the level every team is at. If you're playing at that top level, they had to be looking forward to playing in Beatrice this weekend and came away with a great championship there. Then to try to enjoy Labor Day a little bit and then get back into the swing of things tonight. How do you think they perform?
Well, definitely not as good as I thought we would. Coming off at such a high, you know, this weekend, I thought, okay, we're ready. I mean, I was just really excited about our level of play, our confidence. We looked good, and then we came that first set, and we were in a bad zone. It's that feeling you get in the pit of your stomach. It's like, okay, are we ever going to snap out of it? And we really didn't that whole first set. We just made a lot of unforced errors, and maybe it was no practice. You know, my assistants told me we needed to have practice yesterday, and I said, nope, I think we need to save their legs. So I guess they were right. I'm going to admit it on the air. They were right.
Well, and it's not like Minden's a slouch. This is a team that's probably going to win 20 matches this year, but they kept the ball in play long enough kind of for you to make some mistakes too.
Yeah, they do a great job. You know, they've got a lot of solid players. They come at you hard on serve, and they hit a bunch of seams on us that, we didn't react soon enough. So, it's their credit. They swing nice on the pins, and we just didn't get back on defense very fast, and it showed.
You're going to have some advantage. I mean, any team, any sport, when they have that talent, is going to be able to get away with some things. And Bailey really had a great first match tonight, had 11 kills in that first set to help you avoid maybe a little letdown.
Yeah, Bailey's really stepped up since last year. I mean, she was a go-to last year, but this year she just seems to have a whole nother level of confidence. The drills and practice, if she's behind, she's kind of one of those players who gears it up when she needs to, and you hope they have that all the time, but she can bring it to another level, and if we need her to, and, she gets up, she elevates well, and she's getting her wrist snap better, so.
Gibbon, they're just going to be one of those teams that aren't going to match up with you. You're able to move some girls and do some different things, which I would imagine keeps the interest level for some of the kids, too. I know it's early in the year, but it was pretty focused on Friday and Saturday. Here in that last set here, you were able to take Morgan out, let her play some other places, let some of those other kids see more than just a rotation or two.
Yeah, well, half of it is trying to get ready for next year and say, okay, this is what it's going to be like, and you want to get those kids some time so that, you're better prepared for the next year. And, we still had to play a lot of seniors to fill some spots, but it's a great experience for those kids, and they deserve to be out there as much as we can get them out there.
First time we've had a chance to chat since the weekend. Your impressions as you sat back and thought about how your kids played in Beatrice?
you know, as on the way home, we were kind of like, did that really just happen? You know, I mean, we were on a roll, and we played awesome. I mean, and it wasn't like it was just one or two. I mean, you know, the teams that we played, I thought, really had two or three go-to players, and it didn't matter who we set to, which made it a lot easier for Shayla. I mean, everybody had a hammer and did a great job of moving the ball around, and I think that's what won it for us easier. And what we thought is we just had a lot of balance. I mean, everybody was anywhere from 6 to 12 kills on the day.
After this weekend, as dominant as this team is, how do you, I don't know if it's too early in the year to ask this question, but how do you keep them going? Because you won't see the kind of competition that you just saw and defeated week in and week out. There's only going to be about 5 matches maybe the rest of the season where you're going to say from the outside, these guys have a legitimate chance to at least compete with your ball club. What do you do to keep them fresh with your big goal still quite a ways away?
You know, when our practices get pretty intense. I mean, just even when we split up, they are so competitive, and they know there's consequences for losing, so they are going hard in practice. I mean, honestly, I think, you know, just with our last match, we play harder in practice than probably do in some of our games. And, you know, so it makes practice go by pretty fast and pretty fun, and that usually keeps the level up and keeps them working hard.
If you're not in Class A or Class B, you rarely make a high appearance in the all-class top 10. Everybody else in the state is going to be talking about that. I would imagine you won't be sneaking in at number 10 on Thursday when the Omaha World Herald puts that poll out. It'll be the first time, I believe, that the team, and I am assuming that you'll be in if you beat the number 3 team in A and the number 1 team in B a couple of times, and you took care of Council Bluffs, Abraham Lincoln. Is that going to be a sense of pride? Is that going to be a thing that you put forward to the girls? We need to show that we didn't just win one weekend, or how do you approach that?
Yeah, well, I mean, definitely it's an honor. I think the kids, though, know that it's, you know, it can be taken away on any game. It doesn't matter who you play. And well, we found that out today. You know, they walked in there not really maybe totally mentally prepared. So definitely an honor, and we just talk about every game as an opportunity. It's no right. It's no, you know, you got to earn your way up there, and then you got to fight like a dog to keep it.
Well, should be some good competition, especially Saturday. You got Adams Central Thursday, but some good teams coming in on Saturday that have had some state tournament success. So we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Best of luck.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Chris Connor joining us from the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars as they improve to 9-0 with 2 straight set wins tonight. We'll be back and wrap things up from Gibbon on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Welcome back to high school volleyball, where all of the action tonight is over. Minden wins the first match over Gibbon 25-11, 25-10. Kearney Catholic then in the anticipated match here tonight, number 1 versus number 3 in C1. Got a battle for Minden. Minden made some nice plays. Kearney Catholic made maybe a few errors, and Minden just never could get it going in the second set. 25-22, 25-10. Then Kearney Catholic cruises over Gibbon 25-7. And 25-12. We'll take a final break and wrap it up after this.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes. The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Again, in case you missed anything from earlier tonight, the first match went to Minden 25-11, 25-10 over Gibbon. In that portion of the evening, Minden was led by Elena Boudreau with 9 kills. Carly Bauer had 6 kills and 17 service points. Minden had 23 kills in that match. Cheyenne Jordan led Gibbon with 4 kills in the match. In the second match of the evening, Kearney Catholic takes care of a Minden in straight sets, 25-22, 25-10. Bailey Sokolowski, 13 kills, 6 kills for Kaylin Brannigan and Michaela Mestel. Theron Baum had 9 service points. Kearney Catholic had 32 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 4 ace serves in that match. Carly Bauer had 5 kills for Minden and 4 service points. And then finally, 25-7, 25-12, Kearney Catholic over Gibbon. And for Kearney Catholic, 19 kills, 7 of those coming from Megan Anderson. She also had 3 of the 6 ace blocks, 4 kills from Michaela Mestel and Bailey Sokolowski, as Coach Chris Connor played her starter sparingly in the second set. Back to finish it up next.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports taking care of the area schools for over 100 years, if you can believe that. Headquartered in Ord, they'll take care of your gear as well. Whether it's fall, winter, or spring, Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games that you play. Kearney Catholic wins 2, Minden splits here tonight at Gibbon as the Buffaloes fall to number 1 and 3 ranked teams. Some good volleyball on Thursday. Kearney's at Hastings. Wood River will be hosting Centura and Ord in a Lou Platt Conference Triangular. Friday high school football, including Kearney Catholic at Ord. Kearney plays Lincoln Southwest. We'll have Ravenna at St. Cecilia on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, saying thanks to all the sponsors for making high school sports possible, to Jeff Montgomery and the entire crew here at Gibbon. This is Doug Duda saying enjoy the rest of your evening. Good night, everyone.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.